church say amen? Amen. God is good. And all the time, God is good. Yes. Even though it's hot outside, it's hotter up here. I told you that before, and it is still hot up here. So I promised this morning to get you out in an expedited fashion. Because we're not going to be very long this morning, just long enough to get the Word of God out to you. And let us go to God in prayer right now. Dear Lord, our God and our Heavenly Father, you have been good to us, O Lord. Because you woke us up this morning, you gave us new life, new opportunities. Father, we're so thankful for those new opportunities, and we're thankful that you sent your Son down to this world to hang, bleed, and die to give us the main opportunity in our lives. Everlasting life, the promise of everlasting life. Thank you, Father, for those who are here this morning, and we're praying for those who may be on their way that they get here safely. We thank you, Father, for those in the audience this morning because they braved the elements to come out and serve thee in spirit and in truth. Thank you, Father. Thank you for your Son, Jesus, who hung, bled, and died on yonder's cross, that we may have a right to the tree of life. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for everything. Thank you for so many things. Thank you for all things. Just thank you, Lord. Father, we pray for those who are sick among us, those who have lost loved ones among us, and all those who are grieving this morning. Father, we pray that you give them strength to carry on and to be with us at the next appointed time. Father, we're so grateful that when Jesus came to this world to hang, bleed, and die, he brought with him that everlasting promise, that promise of everlasting life by saving us, giving us salvation. We're so thankful, Father. Father, we pray for those who guard our securities around the world this morning. We pray and ask you to bless them and be with them, that they all may come home soon. Thank you, Father. Thank you for everything. We pray for our political leaders that they not make any rules or regulations that will hinder us from studying thee and learning of thee in spirit and in truth. Thank you, Father. Now, my Heavenly Father, as we move into the next portion of our services, we ask that if it be your will that you would go with us, and if it be found acceptable, that if it be found good in thy sight, that it might be acceptable to all. Thank you, Father, for everything. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. The text says, a man who has friends must himself be friendly. But there is a friend who sticks closer than a brother. This morning we want to talk about Jesus as a friend who is closer than a brother. What is a friend? It is a companion or a partner. It also means term of endearment. According to today's text, it shows us that in order to have friends, we must show ourselves friendly. In other words, we cannot go around frowning up and acting like no one matters but ourselves. So how can we know that Jesus is a friend? How do we know that he isn't unlike any other person we can call our friend? Well, first of all, we can go to Jesus to confess everything. The first thing we need to confess is our need of Jesus. We can save all those who come to him. He can save all those who come to him. The next thing we must do is come to him. In John 6:37, notice what Jesus said. All that the Father giveth me will come to me, and him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast him out. Jesus is a friend that will not use us up and then toss us by the wayside like some men do. A friend like Jesus is our choice. He will keep us as long as we decide to stay. It is friends that we can count on that last forever. Amen. Jesus is a friend who can offer us solutions to all who come to him. In Acts 4 and chapter 4 and verse number 12 says, neither is there salvation in any other. For there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Jesus is the only name we can call upon to be saved. He's the only one we can call upon to save our sin-sick souls. And now thank God the salvation is open to all men, for all men to receive it. It is by our friend Jesus, and he only can offer salvation to all. Yes, church, we can destroy ourselves, but we can't save ourselves. It takes Jesus to save us. We cannot be saved by any other name under the heavens. He is the only way to salvation. Somebody might ask the question, how do we know that? Well, I read in the Word of God and found the way. John 10 and verse 9, Jesus said, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved. Christ is our shepherd, and he will guide us safely if we choose to become one of his sheep. Jesus is a friend we can pray to. You know, all of us at some point or another needs a friend. But you can't always trust mankind to be your friend, for they'll stick you in your back every time if you're not careful. We can pray to Jesus about everything. In Philippians 4 and verse number 6 said, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. This lets us know we should always have time to pray. Not only in emergencies, for we never know when we are going to have an emergency, so that means some of us we'll only pray sometime. When we are going to have an emergency, that's when some of us get busy with our prayer life. Christians should always have a stated time for prayer, other than just when you have the bad stuff come your way. When we need directions and support, and the word state, let it be with thanksgiving. Then it tells us to let our requests be made known unto God, not because he doesn't already know, but instead so that he will hear them from us. We should never think that our Father doesn't know everything about us even before we ask, for he is a supplier of our goods and our blessings. But prayers are our offering up to him of our desires, made known our desires to him. God is the one who we can tell of our trials and worries. For every storm that blows into our lives, he can bring peace in the midst of all of it. All storms and all of it. Do I dare remind you how he can calm the raging waters in the midst of a great storm in Mark chapter 4? Now that resulted from the disciples taking their fears to Jesus directly. Now, since we can't go directly to him, we have the prayer line that's open. When all things seem to be impossible for us to handle, Jesus is on the prayer line. Yes. We have a friend whom we can call upon even when we can't go to our earthly brothers. You know, our earthly brother, and I'm talking about your blood brother now. Amen. Jesus is closer than him to us. Jesus is a friend who will be there under all circumstances and in all times. Jesus is a friend of ours. So when we can't go to our earthly brothers, we can still go to Jesus. For he is a friend that sticks closer than a brother. We can tell them about things we can't talk to our brothers about. Nothing will embarrass Jesus. There is nothing he can't handle. There is nothing off limits to him. But we must be willing to give our problems to him and leave them with him. Jesus is a friend who can give us the courage to press on even in the face of despair. You know, sometimes we get so worked up and so committed to things that seem to be bothering us, we forget that we have a friend like Jesus. But Jesus is a friend of us, and if you are a friend of his, a Christian I speak of, you can go to him, and he will answer. He's available to answer your prayer. Now, I can't tell you if he will answer you or not, but he can answer you. So just stick with Jesus. Amen. We can count on him for hope. The world does not belong to us. This world does not belong to us. It is not our home. 2 Corinthians verse number 1. For we know that our earthly house of this tabernacle will dissolve. We have a building of God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. For as you can all see, we're not home yet. I don't know about you, but as for me, I have high hopes that home is a long way off. Even with the toils of this life, I still would like to live a long life. But but the Lord knows best, and he calls us whenever he feels like it. We need a friend like Jesus for us. No one can be the kind of friend Jesus is, but Jesus. Just what is this hope we speak of today? Is the confident expectation. Hope is what we should be looking forward to when this world brings us sadness and evil things. We need hope for better times as we look at the words of the Apostle Paul in Galatians 5 and verse number 5. The Bible says, for we through the Spirit wait for the hope of the righteousness by faith. This is the hope all Christians should have. Now, church, I understand that this world is not always a friendly place to Christians. We just need to hold on to our friendly status with Jesus. He will one day set everything and everyone in their place. This is why we are here today, church. I believe in our friend Jesus. The world may never be friends to the believers, so we must continue to hold on to God's unchanging hand. He will see us through all. When we need to call upon a friend, may I suggest that you call upon Jesus. When we approach the ultimate appointment that we all must face, don't worry about it. Christ is our hope for better times. Somebody said the fear of death is canceled by faith in Christ. The church that Christ built is here to teach us on living, loving, and praising. We need to keep our faith no matter what the world wants us to believe. Just keep on listening to the Lord. When the world tells us to go left, but the Word of God tells us to go right, don't question it, just go right. Just go right when the world tells you to go left. For Jesus is a friend that will see us through all. Jesus can make everything be right. Even the wrong, he can straighten out and make it right. I tell you, church, God is all right this morning. God is all right, and I realize how hot it is outside. I realize that it's warm here in the building as well. But you know something? Like I just spoke a few minutes ago, it's it's better in here than it is outside. And it's much better in here than it's going to be in hell. So what are you saying, preacher? I'm simply saying we ought to obey the word of God at all times. There's nothing God's going to tell us that's wrong in the Bible. There's nothing that God is going to lead us astray by. But you know something? When the world seems to want to turn us upside down, God is there to straighten us back upright. If we just listen and obey him. When we consider the fact that God made this world and everything that's in it, including us, you need to understand that God is all right. When God wants us to do something, he has a way of getting our attention. God can make us the unintended victims of righteousness sometimes. Righteousness is what the Bible teaches us. Righteousness is what the Lord tells us to do. Righteousness is everything that God wants of us. Righteousness is everything that God asks of us. And sometimes it seems as though men rather do wrong than to do right. It sometimes seems as though men want to make things the way they want them to go. Right. And that's not the right way to do it. Now, I realize the church is basically empty this morning, but that doesn't mean that those people are right and we're wrong for being here. All right. That means that we chose to follow the Lord's guidance and be in church when the door is opened. And that means that we ought to share in the word of God. And somebody may ask the question this morning, well, is it too hot to come to church? And I say no. It's never too hot to come to church. It's never too hot to serve the Lord in spirit and in truth. It's never too warm to be in with your brothers and your sisters, loving and praising and edifying one another and learning about God. Now, even though the auditorium is warm, like I said, it feels much cooler in here than it does outside. And when you get inside the church, you forget how warm it is outside because you're in the house of the Lord. So just what can we as Christians do today or to those who are non-Christians? Well, we can hear the word, believe it, repent, confess, and be baptized. And if you've already taken those steps, but somewhere you fell astray, you've fallen off the path of righteousness. You go to God asking for forgiveness, come to the church, ask the church to pray with you and for you that you may grow stronger. Now, I told you I wasn't going to be but a few minutes, and I'm keeping my word. Some of you probably say, well, you've already been too long. But I don't think so. I just wanted to get the word of God out to you. And if I can do that, I can do that in 5 minutes, or I can do that in 25 minutes. But nevertheless, getting God's word is what the important point is. Because this is the Lord's day. And if I decided to preach all day long, I would hope you would stay here with me. I know I'd lose many of you, but I'd try my best to keep you and retain you. But you know something? God is good. And all the time, God is good. And I don't believe that the Bible is wrong. And somebody said the Lord won't put on you any more than you can bear. But I know sometimes we want to ask, well, Lord, do I have to bear it all at one time? But nevertheless, God will make a way out of no way. Didn't he do it for the Hebrew children? He made an expressway out of the Red Sea. Sent them across on dry land. Didn't he do it for Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? They had some meat-eating tigers or lions in the cave, in the cell with them. And guess what? They were not harmed. Didn't he do it for the three Hebrew boys in the fiery furnace? He didn't singe a hair on their body. Isn't that right, church? Somebody looked in there and they said, oh, I see another somebody in there with them. Who was it? Somebody said. Some man who can be friends with. Some man who can take us through our trials and our tribulations. Some man who can calm the storms in our life. Some man, and that man is Jesus Christ. Nevertheless, as I bring this message to a close and let you stop fanning, God is all right, church. And he will be all right with you if you're all right with him. You know, we couldn't be as good to ourselves as God is to us. Say that. You know, when you think about it, God doesn't ask us for much. He asks us for 2 hours on a Sunday morning. 2 hours. Then 1 hour during the weekly Bible class. That's 3 hours. And some of us don't want to show up for that. I can't understand it. But nevertheless, that's another lesson. I won't get into that. All I know is that God is good, and God is good all the time. With that said, if there be anyone who would like to come forward, you can do so as we together stand and sing the song of invitation, which is number 337, Is Thy Heart Right with God?
Shall we sing? Have thine affections been nailed to the cross? Is thy heart right with God? Dost thou count all things for Jesus but loss? Is thy heart right with God? Is thy heart right with God? Who washed in the crimson flood, cleansed and made holy, humble and lowly, right in the sight of God. Has thy dominion, O self and O sin? Is thy heart right with God? Over evil without and within, is thy heart right with God? Is thy heart right with God? Heart washed in the crimson flood, cleansed and made holy, humble and lowly, right in the sight of God. All thou thy powers on Jesus control, is thy heart right with God? Does he each moment abide in thy soul? Is thy heart right with God? Is thy heart right with God? Washed in the crimson blood, cleansed and made holy, humble and lowly, right in the sight of God, of God. Let the church say amen. We have two that have come forward.
Sister Hep.
Good morning, church. How are you doing? I actually have two prayer requests. One is for a family friend and one is for a personal friend. For the family friend, her name is Eileen, and I actually talked with her last night with my mother, and I found out that she was sent to the hospital last week due to having both of her legs fully blocked with plaque and other issues. And she also has other health problems as well. And she expressed to us that she is definitely scared of the surgery that she's going to have on this Tuesday, because she's literally going to go under the knife and then go try to clean out all of her clogged up arteries in her legs. And we just basically told her that we're there for her and we're going to be praying for her no matter what. And she has been there for my family, especially for myself, for many years. And I just want to pray for her because, well, she's definitely scared. And she's just hoping that, you know, nothing gets botched up, and rightfully so. And I'm also praying for a personal friend. Her name is Sylvia. And she actually shared with me a while back that her father had multiple surgeries. And she said that she was going through a rough patch herself when it came to school and also with some of her family members. And she also shared with me that one of her best friends decided to have a falling out with her because she said that she was a horrible friend and she didn't deserve to be friends with anybody else. And she said some other derogatory things too. So she doesn't know who to turn to because literally she's taking care of her father. She's literally trying to keep things together for family and she's going through a rough patch. So I asked her for prayers for two people who are special in my life, and I'm just letting them know that I'm there for them, and most of all, God's there for them, even if they're not aware of that. So thank you.